Well, first of all, the Vulnerable Energy Customers Scheme, what I'm suggesting to people is that they should register with their energy providers. So the first question is, who are vulnerable customers? And they are, first of all, people who are critically dependent on electricity. So if somebody relies on electricity-powered equipment for life-supporting devices, and that can be anything from oxygen to machines for sleep apnea and a whole lot of other machines that depend on electricity. So any medical equipment or indeed assistive technology for independent living. So that's the first group. Secondly, the elderly, anybody, that includes people over 66 who live alone or with other elderly individuals or minors. And then customers who might have specific needs around mobility, partially sighted, auditory or speech difficulties. So they're the people who would be qualifying as vulnerable customers. And I suppose most people would be thinking, well, fine, that might be me, so how do I register? And in order to do that, you have to contact your energy supplier, whoever that is, and register directly with your energy supplier, and they will then add you to the ESB Network's Vulnerable Customer Register. And you do that by completing a registration form. You can do it online, or if that doesn't suit you, you're not able to, you can request a paper form by phone and then fill it up and send it back and they will assess it.
And what message do you have for families or carers of people who might benefit from this scheme but haven't registered yet?
Look, it's important to do it. And I'm not promising miracles here. What I'm saying is, if you're on this list, there are some benefits. I suppose the first I might say is that if there is a power outage, and so many people listening today will have experienced power outages, some frequently enough, others less so, but you will have priority during a power outage. That doesn't mean you'll be sorted immediately, but you will be priority. And the supplier will have to offer that priority service. And also there'll be trained staff to handle vulnerable customers and to make sure that good codes of practice are implemented to protect them. So that's important. There will also be protection from disconnection during the winter period. There'll be priority for people who, as I said, are critically dependent on electricity for life support equipment, and there'll be support if there is a disconnection.